Y'all see how that man himself, after he got caught going through the drive-thru with no pants on, he got exposed and he literally himself. That's really sad. And I really wish that he had gotten some help. I see a lot of people online talking about how, oh, this is what happens when you watch too much corn. Everyone should just stop watching corn because look, it makes you deviant and you do stuff like this. And I call BS. It is such BS. Watching corn in excess can be seen as a problem, but it's more like the expression of the real problem. Not that corn is the problem itself. The real issues are depression, stress, needs not being met, not being able to communicate your needs. Y'all should really look into Dr. David Lay and his work. He's a psychologist that mostly works with men who express problematic sexual behavior. He even wrote a whole book called The Myth of Sex Addiction, because it's not that corn is really the issue. It's these other issues that people have and they try to fill it up with corn. And if they weren't using corn, they would be using something else. So demonizing corn and creating even more stigma around watching corn is not going to help the real problems. I'm definitely seeing like a more conservative shift in society, but demonizing corn and trying to ban corn is not really what's gonna be the answer. So yeah, it's really sad that that man did that to himself, but we really don't know what was going on in his head and we really don't know what the real issues were. We should probably not be blaming corn.